I've heard that song a time or two.
It's a great song.
Mainly on, well, I won't tell you where I hear that. So it's like show tunes type places. Maybe it was in Chicago on Halstead. I'm not sure. It's a John and Gordy show, 92.7 WMDX. Aaron and Jamie in for John and Gordy. They're holding down the fort across the network in the afternoon from 2 to 5. And producer Dom is behind the glass. Glad to have you all with us this morning on the Civic Media app. You can text us anytime when you open up the app and find 92.7 WMDX. You can also give us a buzz if you'd like at 608-879-8255.
I'm so excited about this AARP thing. I have to tell you, I spent the entire commercial break setting my preferences. And then the coolest part is it said add another member for free. So I added my husband for free. I'm so excited.
He's going to love getting that in the mail,
no,
isn't he?
No, he's not.
He's not.
Nope, he's not, because he quit celebrating birthdays about 10 years ago and refuses to acknowledge the fact that he's getting older. And now I am sending him an AARP card.
That is
Merry Christmas, honey.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to our friend Corey. Coming up at 7:35, we're going to be speaking with Scott Rippey of Rippeyology. He's a weather influencer, social media influencer. He's hilarious. He's one of my good friends. And he's going to talk holiday weather with forecasting and a little fun with forecasting coming up at 7:35. So stay tuned for that. This time of the year, we're having a very commerce-focused show this morning because maybe it's the holidays.
Fiscal responsibilities and all that.
This is the time of the year because it just is the time of the year. It's the holidays, and we're thinking about all the people in our lives that mean a lot to us. And later today, I'm getting a haircut. Mm-hmm. And then it dawned on me, Jamie, that I have to probably get my stylist something extra because she's performing a service. We all know what it's like to be in the service industry. We work our butts off, right? So getting those gifts for somebody, those extra little incentives for the holidays, how much do you tip for the holidays? Who do you tip for the holidays? We're going to break down some of this stuff right here. Do you tip the person that does your hair?
Yes. Yes.
During the holidays, I meant. Obviously, you're supposed to tip them, but do you give them something extra?
If I see them, yes. And in fact, it's funny because my hairstylist happens to be the partner of one of our employees here at Civic. So I get to know her on a much different level. And so if you're listening, I try my hardest to make sure that I always do right by her because she's an amazing person, a friend, and she also happens to be, you know, associated with what we do here at Civic.
I think I know who this person is.
Yeah, she's great.
They do a really, really, really good job.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. This is according to Reader's Digest. Remember those little magazines? Those were so fun to get.
I loved Reader's Digest. Oh, there's anthology books that you can buy, by the way, in case anybody's wondering.
They coined themselves as a trusted friend in a complicated world.
That's pretty appropriate.
It is, right?
I like it. Plus, everything in it was short. You could get that done in just a couple seconds.
Well, we're going to do that here, too, hopefully. How much to tip for the holidays? Okay, so there's the different categories. Home services, salon, spa, and fitness, health, and children's services. So this morning, if you're taking your kids to daycare, they say it's going to be about $25 each for the daycare providers.
Sounds
for
about right.
Extra tip. Teachers. I've got a lot of teacher friends. My friend Randy, who's a teacher in Verona, he always talks about the gifts that he gets from, you know, students' parents. And he doesn't expect anything, but it's always really great to see that they give him and other teachers something as a token of appreciation. They say for teachers, a small gift under $25 is acceptable. And I think in this day and age, probably like a gift card, right?
Probably. You let them get whatever they want then. Because I also have teacher friends, and I've heard some of the gifts that have been brought to them over the years. Now, same as your friend, they're very appreciative. They don't expect it. But then there's some people who, I don't know, maybe it's like a passive-aggressive thing for the fact that you had to write the kid up or maybe put them in after school, hold them a little. I don't know.
If you have guilt.
There's a little passive-aggressiveness there with some parents. Just saying.
Home services. If you live in a building in Madison that has a door person, which I don't think there are many in Madison. I know there are a couple off of State Street. $15 to $50 each for the door person. I lived in a building in Milwaukee where we had two doormen, and they, believe it or not, do so much for the residents. I can't even, they get to know you. They know your preferences. They sometimes dropped off packages, like they take the elevator up and whatever, food delivery. So $15 to $50 each for them. This is one that shocked me a little bit. And I can guarantee you that probably 90% of us don't tip this profession or this person, the garbage crew.
Wow.
Right. Right.
Do you tip the person that takes your waste?
No, but can I tell you what I do? That was just badly planned.
What do you do?
So I am one of those people that I do have a lot of things. I was talking about this. I have a lot of things delivered to my house. And so usually during the holidays, for delivery people, I usually leave a tip on, you know, my order, especially if it's groceries or something like that. But then I usually set out a huge bowl of snacks and I'm like, take whatever you want. And I refill it. I replenish it. And it just sits on our front doorstep. And luckily, I've been doing this for a really long time. We've never had any issues with it. Nobody's ever taken the bowl. And there's a nice little sign on it that just basically thanks them for everything they do. When my kids were really little, we used to make hot chocolate packages. And then we would leave it in our mailbox for our mail delivery person and be like, happy holidays. Because again, I really like things delivered to my house.
Well, and that's interesting because mail carriers, they say the hot chocolate's probably fine, but no monetary tip for mail carriers. They're federal employees,
yes.
So they can't probably accept it either.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I would just literally put like a, you know, go get my Swiss Miss packets and add little marshmallows in a baggie. And we put some mini candy canes in there. And it was just a nice little note because where we were living at the time as well, you literally had to walk quite a ways to deliver a package to our door. And I always felt horrible about that. And so I wanted to do something nice for them to thank them for the weeks of delivering packages to my house, especially when the kids were little and I had a lot of those things happening.
If somebody cleans your house, you're supposed to, according to Reader's Digest, the recommended tip would be the cost of one session. So that is pretty lucrative. That goes a long way. Salon, spa, and fitness services. So hairdressers, the cost of a haircut, $10 to $20. Massage therapists, the same. Personal trainers. We have a lot of those here in Madison. You're supposed to tip your personal trainer the cost of one session as well, or about $25. And then on the health services side, caregivers, $25 each. And then anyone who's a contracted health aide, I know we have a lot of people who have home health care as well, small gifts of homemade items. And that's interesting because my parents are retired and they are in home health care.
Okay.
And so they do the home visits and they make meals, they take them to the store, they whatever they need them to do. They end up getting a lot of gifts from not the caretakers, but the kids.
Yeah.
They give them the gifts. And I think that always warms my heart to see just how close caregivers or contracted health aides rather have a relationship with their clients because they get to know the families, they get to know the people they're taking care of, and there's this there's this kind of second family element there.
Of course. And you know, they literally become part of the second family, especially when they're with, you know, who they're caretaking every single day, where maybe the kids or the grandkids can't necessarily be. So I can always appreciate that. Here's the one thing I will say. I love the holiday season. Now, it's not quite the same for me as it used to be just because the kids are older now. So you don't do all of the Santa visits and, you know, the oohs and the ahs of the lights. It's changed a little bit. But I do love the holidays. Here's what bothers me the most. I really wish that we could have the same spirit of the holidays all year round as we have basically from Thanksgiving until the first of the year. Right? Like, you know,
it just is all lumped together and like right at the end,
yes,
pretty much.
We're like, ooh, this is our chance for redemption and being nice.
Right. The Civic Media app. Are we missing anybody who we should be tipping? I know that I fly a lot, so I always bring a couple of Starbucks cards. I know the flight attendants appreciate that. Don't expect anything in return. I don't like when people do that when they get on planes and they hand everybody gift cards expecting to get little bottles of alcohol or something else during the flight. This is just to be thoughtful of people who do a really, really difficult job or a job that helps your life. It's just kind of one of those things. You can text in with the Civic Media app, open up the app, find WMDX, and text in. Who are we missing from this list of those to tip over the holidays? Or maybe you've been the beneficiary of a really generous client or individual that ended up tipping you something wild. We would love to hear those stories as well.
Those stories are great. Have you ever worked in the service industry?
I have. I was a server for many, many years. I was at a mom and pop steakhouse, and then also I worked at Red Robin. Hold on. Now I know
you're
thinking.
You're talking about that. Remember that.
I feel like you both looked at me and you're like, were you wearing the Robin suit? Because I did try it on once. And there is a photo that goes way back that I'm going to share with you at some point. It was goofy, but different tipping in a chain than there was, you know, back home at like a family steakhouse.
Well, and that's why I asked, because if you've never worked in the service industry, you actually don't know what it feels like to be in the service industry and to put up with some of the stuff that, you know, those in the industry have to put up with on a daily basis, which is why whenever I'm somewhere, I always try to be forgiving. Maybe I didn't get the water in time. Maybe things were a little slower. You never quite know what is actually happening behind the scenes. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Don't forget your newspaper carrier. Thank you for that text.
Yes.
Bud in Janesville, also a text, gift card to the post person. I'm not sure if that's the mail carrier or whomever. Dick, you're on the line to Madison. What you got for us this morning? Good morning.
My wife started doing this. Any major snowstorm, we live at the top of a cul-de-sac, and if it's done wrong, it can be really ugly at the mouth of your driveway. But she'll run out there. I don't care if it's 10 o'clock at night, if we hear them, with a big batch of cookies. You know, she's always got cookies in the house. And one time she took out some hot chocolate to a guy.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you very much for the call this morning. Homemade baked items are always good. Sometimes it was a little creepy when I would get like random baked goods in the middle of the year that had nothing to do with the holidays. But I think just even the simple fact that somebody's going out of your way to prepare something, make something, give you something, shows a lot about that person. It shows a lot about the relationship, too.
And I have to be honest, I stayed at home with my boys for a very long time while also working at home. And we did a lot of homemade gifts. You and I were talking about it a little bit off the air. A lot of mini loaves of banana bread stacked with a big bow on them, you know, and like a kitchen towel for teachers and music teachers and instructors and all of that. So I've made the hot chocolate reindeer packets and all of that kind of stuff over the years.
You're the holiday mom.
I was.
Just one thing. Not anymore.
People.
I request one thing before we go to break. I don't want to get a popcorn tin.
Oh.
Because popcorn tastes better freshly popped.
Corey Hartman's favorite thing is a popcorn tin.
We can't be friends anymore. Good morning. It's a John and Gordy show right here in Madison. 7:19, a beautiful Wednesday in the capital city. It's a John and Gordy show on 92.7 WMDX.
The jazziest?
Where's my jazz hands here? Oh, boy.
Phone call solicitation I've ever heard.
Never forget that number. It is the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX. Good morning, Aaron and Jamie. It is so much fun to fill in on this show. Aaron Carreno, if you want to find me on social media. Jamie, I'm not going to give out your stuff because if you want to remain private. This is our last show for a while.
It is. And it's not that I'm not on social media. I just don't post very often. I have nothing opposed to it. I used to do it a lot more. And then I don't know. Like, I got out of the habit.
So I am in management here at Civic Media, but I'm a talent first.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent my entire career on the air here in Madison for so many years under Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. If that name is familiar to people, but and I do TV. I'm on TV on Fox 47 from time to time, and I just have so much fun with it. But I, again, like you said, it's life gets busy. I forget to post a lot, and I know it drives my colleagues crazy over there. They're like, "Did you post?"
Yeah,
like, no.
Do you know when I'm
on? I'm on my two emails right now. I didn't post this morning.
Do you know when I stopped? Is I used to have the morning. I used to do the morning show at the station in Baraboo, and then I left that gig, and that's when I was like, I don't need to do it as much.
So that's a really good point, because when I stopped, so at the pandemic, I was let go, as a lot of us were, from our jobs. And then I just didn't care anymore. But now I've been posting more. I was at the Milwaukee Holiday Gala over the weekend, and I felt cute, and I did not delete.
You look dapper. Very dapper.
And I was like, maybe I should get on social media a little more often. Anyway. This isn't about us. This is about you.
It's always about us.
We're talking about the services you receive, partnerships, whatever that might be. How do you spread the holiday joy? The tipping guide, Reader's Digest, you're reading how much to tip for the holidays. A little extra this time of the year, never a bad idea. We've been getting some texts on the text line. If you have your Civic Media app, you can text us. How much do you tip different people? Have you received a really generous tip from somebody over the holidays? And Dom, over the break, you were saying you were a landscaper at one point.
I was, yes. It was during college. It was during the summers, sophomore and junior year. And I got a really, really nice tip. I was just a landscaper, so I would just mow lawns. And I got a $100 tip. I got a $100 tip.
Nice.
And it was a random house. You know, it was pretty nice. It took a while, but it was a great tip.
Well, let's reiterate. You were mowing the lawn in the summer, not this time.
Yes,
of year.
Not right now.
But that was
the summer. But yeah, it was a great tip. I loved it, and I'm still using it.
Were you like, do you need your lawn mowed again in 5 days?
That's kind of what it was. I was like, can I come back tomorrow and just keep mowing it there every single day and hopefully, you know,
best groomed lawn ever. I have to honestly say, I worked at the world's only Corn Palace, and we had some really unique individuals who came through. Nobody really tipped. What I got a lot was older gentlemen, literally, like everything you would stereotypically think of a tourist, right? The sandals, black socks up to their knees, the Hawaiian shirt. Now, mind you, this
Crocs
is,
and socks?
Oh, yeah, but this is late, right? This is late 90s, okay. Early 2000s. So equivalency. All I really ever got was, hey, do you got a young man in your life? Okay, dude, you're like 75. No. You know, I'm like 17 years old. I'm 18, 19. And they, you know, and then they'd be like, oh, I remember when my wife was this young. Okay, now it's getting weird. It's getting weird, sir. No more tours for you.
This time of the year when I go out for, you know, brunch, or if I go to the, after actually last Wednesday, I went to my local diner. Shout out to the Fair Oaks Diner.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt weird leaving because my bill was like $8. It's like, what do you tip 20% on $8? It's like, well, here's a dollar and some change. It's like a couple extra dollars are okay. It's the holidays.
Yes.
I think just a general rule of thumb is anywhere that you're at where somebody performs a service, just up it a little bit. And that is probably better than not doing anything at all.
Yes, absolutely agree. And, you know, it's funny because there was a period of time when my kids were watching the world and really unsure of how things were going. And they wanted to do something nice for people because we were at a period of time when they just felt people were really down. And so I remember one day, again, crafty stay-at-home mom, we got out our little pre-cut bookmarks and gave them their markers and their colors. And then we went and got little Hershey's Kisses and hugs and put glue dots all of them. And what they would do is when somebody performed something and did something for us really nice in a restaurant or in a store, or if we just noticed that there was a cashier having a really bad day, they would whip one of those out of my bag and hand them to them and be like, you know, in their little teeny tiny squeaky voices, thank you. And then they would move on. And the smiles that people got, it literally changed their entire demeanor if you could obviously tell that it had been a bad moment in time. And they were just so appreciative. And it wasn't a monetary tip. It was just the fact that we were recognizing somebody for doing their job. Like, that's all they really, that's all people really want.
And it really goes to show that it really isn't difficult to just do something nice. Be nice. Maybe you don't have some extra money this time of the year. That's okay, too.
Yeah.
Do something nice for somebody, or hold the door, or smile, or say hi. Anything this time of the year is better than nothing. So
yeah, absolutely. Even a happy holidays is sometimes all people want to hear.
Wish
right?
we were like that year round.
Right.
Hey, in just a few minutes, we're going to be speaking with Scott Rippey of Rippeyology, your travel holiday forecast planning, maybe a little snarkiness. He's got it all for you. If you follow Rippeyology on social media, we're talking with Scott here in minutes. Good morning, Madison. Coming up on 7:30, it's the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX. WMDX. It is the John and Gordy Show. It's Aaron and Jamie filling in for John and Gordy this morning, 7:35. And to celebrate John and Gordy being nominated for Best of Madison alongside Sugar River Pizza, you've got a chance to win free food, a $50 gift card to cover your next meal. Go to WMDXradio.com and click on the banner, and you can win your dinner, Sugar River Pizza, multiple locations around South Central Wisconsin. So good.
Well, pizza and then John and Gordy being nominated for Best of. That's like does it get any better than that? It's like a win-win situation.
I would love pizza right now.
Right?
Vian's was open. I'd stop by.
I'd
go anywhere.
Breakfast
I'd go to
pizza?
Sugar River if they were doing breakfast this morning.
Breakfast pizzas are the best.
Shout out to our friends at Sugar River Pizza. Also nominated three times for Best of Madison, three-time Best of Madison winner, for that matter. Bloody Mary aficionado, which sounds good about now. Early riser.
Who cares? There's tomato juice in that.
Some words I can't read in his profile here, but he's full of humor, snark, adult language, and he's really good at having some fun forecasting. Scott Rippey of Rippeyology. Weather influencer, blogger, social media personality. Thank you for joining the John and Gordy Show this morning. How are you and how early did you get up?
Oh, I was up. I'm good, by the way. Thank you for asking. Hope you guys are doing well as well. I was up a little bit before 3 this morning.
Oh, wow. On purpose or by accident?
Well, yeah, sort of a little bit of each. When the bladder wants you to get up, and then so you get up and you go to the bathroom and then you go back to bed and you're like, oh, I'm just going to do like slow wake up here. But then the cat hears you get up and go to the bathroom. So the new cat wants to come and jump on you and there's no going back to sleep after that. So the good thing is here before we even chatted this morning, I got all my chores done in the house. Cat boxes are clean. The dishes are done. And laundry's in the washer. So
overachiever this morning. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So Scott, talk to us about Rippeyology, because you and I go way back and I know you've always been interested in weather and this has been a passion of yours. But where did it really all start? And then what got you to the point where you're like, you know, I'm going to get on Facebook and I'm going to share this and grow your followers to like, what is it, 45,000 followers now?
Yeah. You had a lot to do with that. You're like, oh, start a fan page. I had been just on my personal Facebook page. We had sort of coined the term Rippeyology 10, 12 years ago. Because you're right, I've always been super passionate about weather and it's not something I didn't go to school for it. I've just been like sort of studying it on my own, since I was probably 6 years old. And that's a long time ago, by the way. But the sort of the Rippyology brand on my personal Facebook page was doing so well, and Aaron was the one that said, "Start a fan page, start a fan page, start a fan page," and so I did, and that was a hit. And then later on, added the sort of the next tier to it, which was the subscriber portion. You can still follow for free. But if you want some of that deeper weather analysis, there's a couple of bucks a month.
No, I have as well. I have to ask because my husband and I own a storm chasing company, right? And so every storm chaser I know, every weather enthusiast has a reason why they got into weather. So what at 6 years old drew you to weather that piqued your interest?
There were two things. The very first thing, I was just like any typical 6 year old that was enthralled with winter because I wanted school to be closed. I wanted to have enough snow so that they closed school, which I grew up in Milwaukee, and Milwaukee public school systems wouldn't close schools, you know, different standards now, but back then, you know, you could have 8 inches of snow overnight and they wouldn't close the schools. So I was the, you know, geeky little kid that would, my mom would put me to bed and then I'd like crawl out of bed and I'd look out, you know, in the dark up at the street light to see if there was snow falling. And at the same time, my father worked in television news in Milwaukee. And so I was probably the only 6 year old that was watching the 6 o'clock news every night. And there was a...
Oh, no, you weren't, by the way. I'm right there with you. Just anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Loved, really? Loved watching the news. You have no idea. planned my play dates around it. Not even joking. Anyway.
Well, it was, you know, it was funny because I originally, you know, I would just watch every night to see what my dad was reporting on. But I soon fell in love with a meteorologist by the name of Tom Skilling, who was first in Madison, I believe, at WKOW, and then on Channel 6 in Milwaukee. And I was fascinated by him because he was so old school. He was very young. You know, he's only in his mid-20s at the time. But he hand-drew all of his weather maps. He explained the weather. So he started teaching me things. I mean, it was like going to class. And I would actually, I mean, I'm sitting at the coffee table in the living room writing notes. Yeah. I still have some of them.
Scott, we're speaking with Scott Rippey of Rippyology, and your page is just hilarious. It's on Facebook. Clearly, you've had a lifelong passion for weather, but some of the stuff, I mean, there are so many things I can't say because this would probably break FCC rules if I were to say. Some of the things on your page are hilarious, but give us a little deeper dive, a quick deep dive, because we want to get to a holiday forecast on just some of the humor you use on your page, and then give us the appropriate definition of what an SWA is and why people should know that when they follow your page.
Oh, you want the appropriate definition. Okay.
So, I mean, hard to do, yes, I know.
Yeah, I think I can do it. From a humor standpoint, I mean, this really is, this is a community. It's not 100% weather. It's 45,000 people, almost all in southern Wisconsin. And we just like sort of enjoy each other. So I have Aaron, as you know, from hanging out for the last 13 and a half years, I have a somewhat unpredictable sense of humor. Let's just call it that. part of the Rippyology brand is I sort of reveal a little bit of myself along the way. As I'm sure you know, we share recipes with each other. We share let's just call it political humor, a little snark. It really is, you know, when I post probably 7 to 8 times a day on average, 365 days a year. So there's always something for everyone, and that's sort of my goal. Not everybody is a weather geek like I am. For those who are, I do a lot of like sort of educational stuff about the weather. You know, we do a little thing called Bar Talk. We do Ripiology 101. So the same way I started learning the why behind the weather from Tom Skilling back when I was 6 years old, I try to do that on the page as well, so that people have an understanding.
It really feels, like you said, Scott, it's like Bar Talk, but on social media. You use so many fun acronyms and terms, and people get to know those terms when they interact and engage with you on your page. So SWAs, for example, is you don't want people to rely on your stupid weather apps. That's not how you say it, but
okay. Yeah, the S is something different in my vernacular. We could call it crappy, but stupid is good too, because that's an S. Yeah, I think, you know, how many weather apps do you think are on your phone right now?
Probably four.
Oh,
and one of them was like built into the phone because it came with it.
Yeah, yeah. More than that, obviously mentioned the fact that we have the storm chasing stuff. So I have many more than that. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I got a bunch of them too, just because I like sort of testing them out. But for the most part, there are no humans involved in the making of those weather apps.
Yeah.
Certainly there are two weather apps that everybody should delete immediately. I don't know if I'm allowed to say them, but they're especially terrible. The people, you know, we're all interested in sort of instant information, right? So it's sort of natural behavior to go to the weather app and say, okay, here's what the weather is. And that's great if you're just looking at today and maybe even tomorrow. But if you're looking beyond that on your phone app, not a single human being is involved in the making of that forecast. Yeah. It's all data fed, and different apps use different data sets.
Yep.
To return that information.
Let's talk about not using the apps, and let's talk a little bit about the holiday forecast coming up. And we're talking with Scott Rippey from Ripiology. You can find him on social media. But obviously, we're looking at almost 40 today. I was looking at the long-term forecast. We're looking at almost 40 over on Christmas Day. So what can people expect as they're getting ready to hit the roads and, you know, over the river, through the woods, to grandmother's house they go, as the song happens to say? So what can people expect right now over the next few days, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, we're going through a little period here of above average temperatures, thanks to a southwest flow with high pressure in the southwest. So, and it's going to stay that way probably until just after Christmas. One of the models that I pay a lot of attention to actually has us in the low 50s on Christmas in Madison. That might be a little bit exaggerated, but we're going to be in this. One of the things that's happening, as I'm sure you've noticed, Jamie, is we're getting a real rapid succession of warm front, cold front, warm front, cold front. So, you know, the wind can switch into three different directions in a single day, but, you know, you're in Wisconsin, you're used to that. So that's going to happen, I think, all the way until the weekend after Christmas. And then I think we get another cold push after that.
So it's not going to be a run to the liquor store, grab your stuff and hunker down kind of holiday weekend, right?
Well, no, I still encourage that.
Scott, my friend, I think this could be the start of a really great relationship. I got to say, you're a man after my own heart. My goodness.
It has been really great having you on this morning. We have to wrap here in just a couple of seconds. Any other reasons people should find your page? Because I think it's just hilarious. And again, where can people find you?
Yeah, just come and have fun with us. There are actually two communities. One is on Facebook. Just search for Ripiology. And the other is on Patreon. So same brand, Ripiology. And I'd love to meet you. I'd love to chat with you.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you having some time with us this morning. You've been up for 4 hours, so I guess that's fine. It's the middle of your day today.
Full day for him.
More with the John and Gordy Show in minutes. Good morning, Madison. It's 92.7 WMDX.
About my hometown, it's the capital of the state. I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. Big M-A-D-I-S-O-N, Madison, Madison, that's my hometown. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown.
7:52 at 92.7 WMDX. Good morning. It's the John and Gordy Show. Aaron and Jamie in for John and Gordy. They're on at 2 across our Civic Media Radio Network. I don't think I've heard that song before.
Do you know what?
That wasn't AI, was it?
That was not. No, that was actually before even I got here. So that was,
That's cool. I like it.
I don't know if I like songs that spell. Like, hear me out.
This is such,
I think I know what you're saying.
This is such a long topic, but what's the?
I was a spelling bee champion, okay? Like, multiple years running. Another fun fact you just learned about me. Anything that was nerdy and geeky, I probably did. But at any rate, there's multiple songs. Hall & Oates had one where they did some spelling in it. A couple of them, actually. Fergie Ferg, you know, Black Eyed Peas. Has she also had one?
There's
as a
one
solo
from
artist?
2 years ago. A, B, C,
yes.
D, F, and we'll just leave it at that.
Like, I don't know what it is. I just want to sing along. I don't want to think. And I feel like I have to really put thought into the words that songs that spell, because I need to make sure they're spelling it correctly. And they're not missing something, or they're not trying to fudge to make the lyrics work with the melody and the it's a thing.
We talked about not mentioning anything that has to do with politics over the holiday discussions. There you go. We could talk about that instead. If you go to WMDXradio.com, that is our website, WMDXradio.com. If Santa lived in Dane County, where would his workshop be? And we have a lot of different results. Mount Horeb is the number one result on this live poll, or as some people call Mount Horeb. I think Scott does from Ripiology. Thank you, by the way, for being our guest this morning. He calls it Moho.
That makes sense.
It's like Soho, but Moho.
Is it because of the gnomes that people put it there?
Maybe.
Okay, maybe. It could be.
Big
Horeb's fun.
Big weekend on the way. Packers Bears Saturday night. Remember, Saturday night, you can watch it locally on Fox 47. And then we have the Powerball today, which I was going to get one on Monday or Sunday or whenever the last drawing was. Completely forgot. And that Powerball is now up to, what is it, $1.4 billion?
Yeah.
If not more than that.
It's crazy.
$1.25, they're saying.
It's an absurd amount of money. It's only the second time in Powerball history that they've had back-to-back billion-dollar jackpots. The actual second largest Powerball jackpot was earlier this year, back in September, when it was $1.787 billion.
Nobody's won the Powerball, I realized, since October, like the end of October.
I know,
so this
crazy.
Has been rolling on for a long time. And the odds of winning, I mean, it's whatever.
200 and some million, almost 300 million.
You're never going to win if you don't play.
Something about me, I just have never bought scratch-offs or any Powerball or anything like that, because I'm so competitive. So if I lose, which I 100% know I will, most likely, you know, I can't face the fact that I'm going to lose. And that's...
By the way, I want to get you a Packers beanie.
I saw you looking at it. I was like, uh-oh.
I'm going to get him a Packers beanie. I mean, if you're Wisconsin, I can respect the Bears fandom, but get you a Packers beanie. It's fine.
Yeah. My parents will disown me.
I'll get you one. I'll get you one.
Get him set right.
I know where your desk is. I know where you work.
Oh, no.
The Civic Media app is a great place for you to listen to all of your favorite content and shows across our entire network and throughout the Midwest. The Civic Media app the exclusive home of 92.7 WMDX. We're going to get an app rollout soon, an update that I hear is going to be really great. And if you're traveling for the holidays, you can not only listen to this station, you can listen to some of our great music stations that we have around the state as well, with compelling personalities, local news, and a lot of great music, including some holiday music. And actually, on the network right here on 92.7, we are going to go Christmas music, holiday music, starting at 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve all the way through Christmas Day. So make us your spot.
It's going to be fun.
If you're in Tallahassee, you can listen on the Civic Media app.
Tallahassee under a palm tree, drinking your margarita on the beach. And
if you're in Pahrump, Nevada, you can listen on the Civic Media app.
Sure. What's in Pahrump?
If you're in Bend, Oregon, you can listen on the Civic Media app. If you're in Ryo, Wisconsin, you can live and listen on the Civic Media app.
How do you know Pahrump? What is Pahrump?
Pahrump?
Yeah. It's just a small city.
Look this up. If you're looking for some holiday material, because there's so much to watch, there's a documentary about a local TV station out of Pahrump.
Wow.
And it was, they're trying to make their way into Las Vegas, into the TV market. And there's a story about the TV station. And they go behind the scenes and they interview. This is from a couple of years ago. It's hilarious and fascinating all at the same time. And yes, it is a real TV station. It's like a local access station. Pump money into.
We own a local access station. It was part of the purchase price of the Baraboo radio station when we bought it many years ago before Civic took over, but we still own the low-power TV station. I don't know if anybody's making a documentary about us.
Careful what you wish for. I always said, because our company's only been around for 3 years, Civic Media, they should have made a documentary about this company from the beginning. There'd be just so many fun behind-the-scenes moments, but
we've had some really incredible moments though, where we've also got to rebuild stations from scratch. I think of our Ely, Minnesota property, which is amazing, and literally a community that had no radio. And we've had an amazing team of people who have resurrected local radio in Ely. That station was getting ratings before it was ever on the air. It was just static.
Wild. That is what we're doing. We are here to inform, engage, entertain, inspire. We are on the Civic Media app. So wherever you're off to this holiday season, travel safely. If you're staying local, hope you get some chance to unwind and relax. Producer Dom, thank you again for having
us on.
Happy
holidays.
Oh, happy holidays, guys.
We love you, even if you're a Bears fan. Jamie, thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you and your partner as well.
Appreciate it. My name is Aaron. I'm out.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Dominic.
Okay.
Don't apologize. It's the John and Gordy Show. 92.7 WMDX.
No rules here.
The sun, John. It's the John Gordy Show. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station, WMDXradio.com.